Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. Get ready for the latest, most practical, realistic home improvement information you're going to hear anywhere. So glad to be with you. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Yes, Danny, here we are approaching the middle of June, and the weather's turned warm all over the country, and I suspect we're going to get a lot of questions about working outside our house. I know I've been working quite a bit outside. How about you?
Got a lot of gardening going on out there, starting to see those weeds pop up. How could weeds be popping up through my wonderful sodded yard? But they are, and we're battling them, just like everybody else has weeds. But no matter what question or what challenge that you may have around your home, we want to help you here at Today's Homeowner Radio. And we make it as easy as possible. First of all, you can pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and give us a call, 800-946-4420. Or you can do like hundreds of people did this week and send us an email. You can do that by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also, always remind you about our Facebook page and all of our other social media platforms with Instagram as well as Pinterest. And you can send me a tweet anytime on Twitter at Danny Lipford. We'd love to hear from you any of these ways that's comfortable to you. And then what we do is we go to work to try to get you the answer to the questions, because it gets confusing out there. Joe, we hear that more and more about people. Well, I can just Google that. And then they Google it and they get more confused than they ever before. That's why I think what we do here is very important, because we've done it. We've been through just about everything through all of our many years of experience, and we can really give you an opinion of something that really works.
Well, we always say, you can find lots of information online, but first, you don't know the source. You don't know if the person writing it has any experience at all. You don't know how old it is. I find a lot of really out-of-date material online. So Danny and I will talk to you one-on-one. Give us a call, or like you said, with an email, we'll answer them. We answer as many as we can. We'll be getting to plenty later. And I think people like that. I mean, in this day and age where there's so little, seems like you're so little human contact before and certainly after the pandemic. Yeah, get in touch with us. As we often say, we don't know everything. We know a lot, but if we don't know an answer, we're not going to just make something up. We'll either tell you we're not sure, or we'll find the answer. In fact, coming up, there's an example of that exactly.
Well, another thing is that Joe and I are obsessed with it. We're constantly doing work on our houses, helping friends and neighbors with all kinds of different projects. Matter of fact, Joe, what do you have up your sleeve this week? What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on the outside. I'm working on some landscaping. And earlier we were talking about, you were talking about your gardens, and Danny's down in Alabama, and he's been harvesting vegetables and lettuces and everything for a long time. I'm in Connecticut, so we're just getting started. But I built a greenhouse for that, actually was for Popular Mechanics magazine. And I planted some, I'm not a big gardener. This is the first time I really got into it. And about a month or so ago, I was telling Danny how I planted in the greenhouse some lettuce using the seed tape, which is basically strips of paper with little tiny seeds in it. And Danny made fun of me saying I was cheating. but cheating as it may have been, I harvested some lettuce yesterday and had a wonderful salad for Marla. And I made two salads for my wife, and I nice, super fresh. The leaves are so tender. I never realized it before. The lettuce you get in the supermarket, sometimes it's like chewing through the tongue of a shoe. It's so tough. And this stuff was so light in color, not dark, dark green, and so tender. It was amazing. So I'm going out. I have to wait a couple more days, and I'm just going to keep snipping lettuce and eating it. So that's what I was doing.
Oh, man. That environment in a greenhouse is really so neat. Yes. Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. In the truck, headed to Birmingham, Alabama. Of course, my little Emily, my youngest daughter, and her little townhouse.
She's not so little, by the way.
That's true. And she now has a project she wants to do. She's been enjoying her outdoor patio, but right beside the patio, which is a very common thing, there's that loud air conditioning condensing unit. And we can't quieten it down very much, but at least we can hide it behind a little kind of fencing screen we're building. She found this really cool design. We'll be using some deck boards, of course, leaving some nice gaps in it for the air circulation and also an access access door so that she can actually put a little bit of storage there, use a few things there, but also when the air conditioning is being serviced, she can open it up completely to get to it. So she's got me all set up there. And oh, by the way, while we're there, we might head over with 50,000 of our friends to see Garth Brooks on Saturday night.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's going to be a sold-out concert there, an outdoor brand-new stadium that they have, and that's one of the musical acts I've been wanting to see for many, many years, so it should be a pretty good weekend.
It's hard to believe you actually missed an act. I mean, you've been very fortunate in all the musical acts. But getting back to the air conditioner, so I assume the patio is a poured concrete patio that
that's
builders
right.
put.
Uh-huh. That's
now,
right.
Yeah, the air conditioning unit's usually out there. Did they put it right on the same patio, or is it a separate pad?
It's just right beside it. It's
right
actually on dirt,
okay.
And we have gravel around it now for drainage and so forth and to make it look a little bit better, but it's right there, and it's not much you can do because it's a very small thing, and fortunately, it is a pretty quiet unit. You know, over the years, they've gotten quieter and quieter,
right.
So
it's probably pretty small, too. It's not a huge house, right?
That's right. Yeah, not very large, and then we have these elongated planters that we're going to put on top and put some greenery, and everything. So
I'm surprised it's sitting on gravel, though. Wouldn't the moisture come through and rust that thing right out? I'm surprised
helps the water drain on down to the soil below it.
Yeah, I guess
so.
That's
it kind
true.
Of pulls it away from it, but works pretty good. Okay, we have some good news for you. We found out, Joe,
finally.
The big article in Wall Street Journal, ladies and gentlemen. Lumber prices, let me read you this first line. Lumber prices have come crashing down in a new sign of how rising interest rates are deflating markets that boom during the pandemic. From early March to now, the prices of lumber has dropped 52%. So let's go.
Finally.
It's time now. You've been waiting on those deck projects. You've been waiting on that building, that addition. You've been waiting on any of these lumber-intensive projects. Now's the time. Unfortunately, the prices are still not down what they were before the pandemic.
Right.
But 52% can really encourage a lot of people to get out there and get going. Good news, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, that's absolutely great news, and it's significant, too. It didn't go down 5%. It went down 52%. Now, to keep that in perspective, it went up 300% at its highest.
I know.
And it has since come, right? So it has since
Mr.
come
reality
down from that.
There. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. It has since come down from that. And so this 52% drop isn't from the 300%, but it's still, I'm not sure how much more it is than pre-pandemic levels, but it's getting a lot closer. And that's one, people who didn't like the idea that the feds were raising interest rates, well, this is the reason they raise interest rates, because it almost stops inflation in its tracks, and it drops prices, which is good for everybody. So yeah, hopefully they'll continue to fall, and the mills will catch up with the demand, and we'll be able to go out and buy a 2x4 without taking out a second mortgage.
I know it exactly. Yeah, it's amazing how high those prices have got. And, as we mentioned before, it got to the point where it added $30,000 to the cost of an average home. That makes it unaffordable for a lot of people. Now we're back in track. So glad to share that great news with you. Hey, coming up here during this hour of today's Homeowner Radio, we're dealing with a few more drywall problems. This time, a gigantic vaulted ceiling. It's going to be quite a project to be able to fix this. But you do it right the first time, you won't have to do it again anytime soon. Also, are you looking up at your ceiling and you're seeing your air conditioning vents and they're dirty, they're dusty, they're mildewy? Why is that happening? We're going to tell you and what you can do to correct it. Also, if you have vinyl siding on the outside of your home, you think, well, I don't have to do anything but clean it from time to time. But when it starts oxidizing, you have to do a little extra cleaning in order to get it back looking like you want it to look. Also, we got a ton of emails, all kinds of phone calls, lots of fun stories along the way. And of course, Joe, what about that simple solution coming up in a bit?
All right, Danny, we're talking about concrete patios, and it's a great place to put furniture out there. But sometimes the furniture is rocking back and forth and it doesn't sit really level. Well, I have a really quick, simple solution to level out that furniture so it's always nice and flat.
Okay, just like we do each and every week, we've got a lot of information to share with you. We're so glad that you're spending some of your busy weekend with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're about to have some fun.
Dad is the smartest guy you know, so give him a gift that's just as smart, like a battery-powered smart doorbell from Google Nest that lets him see what's happening at his door and answer it from anywhere. The Google Nest doorbell is now on special buy for only $129.99 and works on any home. Find the best and smartest gifts for Dad. Feels like Father's Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid through June 19, 2022 at participating U.S. stores and online. Limit 5 per customer.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. This heard coast to coast on some amazing radio stations like this one in Big Spring, Texas. KBYG AM 1400 and 106.3 FM. Special hello to everybody in that part of Texas. We want to help you out here at Today's Homeowner Radio. Give us a call anytime. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And of course, you can send us an email anytime you wish by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're going to get right to some questions here. We have Jim on the line right now from Thousand Oaks, California. Jim, tell us all about it, and welcome to the show.
Longtime viewer and fan of your show.
Thank you.
So I live in a townhome. It's a two-story townhome. Over the years, I have a knockdown texture on my ceiling. It started to crack and bubble in certain places. Now, this has taken place again over about 15 years. So I wanted to have that repaired. So I've had different contractors come in and give me two different solutions. One, scrape it, but they're fearful that the whole ceiling might have to be scraped. And it's a very large area. So it's a sloped vaulted ceiling. And the area is about 18 by 32 feet. So long story short, most of them were advising to place drywall over the existing ceiling. They think the scraping part would be too big of a job and too costly. So my question is, can you place drywall over existing drywall on a ceiling? Is that structurally sound?
Well, I'll tell you what, that advice probably is good. And the answer to your question is yes, without a doubt. A lot of people don't realize that there is quarter-inch drywall available, which is exactly what you would want to do to veneer over what you have. And I kind of agree with maybe some of the other contractors' opinion, because the thing is, if you tried to scrape these isolated spots and then try to do the knockdown finish to blend it in, boy, I tell you, with such a large visible ceiling, I'm not really sure you could ever make that blend in. And even though maybe your friends coming over, glancing up at the ceiling, may never notice it, Jim will notice it every time he walks in the room. So that's the that's the challenge on that. Also, whatever has caused this to crack, maybe all the cracking is not complete now. So you may repair these six or seven areas that you have, and another six or seven areas pop up the next year after you completely finish it. So if you want to get this completely behind you, I would recommend veneering over it with quarter-inch drywall. But here's what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to really identify where each and every one of those ceiling joists are, which in this case with a vaulted ceiling, by the way, I'm seeing the pictures here, and this is an incredible-looking room here. You'll have to identify every one of those ceiling joist or roof rafters, wherever this material is nailed and screwed to, and pop lines on every single one of them. And then I would insist on them using screws, because first of all, the screw has to go through the quarter inch drywall, the half inch drywall that's there, and at least an inch and a half into the rafter itself. That way, everything's secure. You've got screws, not nails, which may be part of the problem that you have on the ceiling now. Finish it, go with a smooth ceiling, a textured ceiling, a popcorn ceiling, whatever you want on that, and then this problem's behind you. Now, I'm making this sound so simple, but it is a pretty tough job because you have scaffolding, you have, you know, you have to get the right contractor in there. You've got a lot of cover up to do. But Jim, I really think that's the way to get it behind you.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. And I do agree. I think the problem is this house was built in the 70s, and I think they use nails instead of screws. And I think those nails are just popping, which is causing, it's going to have future problems down the road. So thank you very much. I really appreciate your knowledge and advice for my ceiling project.
Well, certainly, Jim. And I appreciate you saying about the television show, which opens up the door for me to brag just a tad if I can. In just a few days, I'll be headed to Pasadena to attend the Emmy Awards, which I am of Today's Homeowner television show is up for an Emmy Award this year, and we hope to walk down the aisle and bring the hardware back home with us. So we're looking forward to flying into California in just a few days.
Well, I hope I will watch and hope you will win. I'm sure you will.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim, and I appreciate you being a part of the show today. And if we can help you in the future, let us know.
Well, do. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. You as well. Well, Joey, he took that news pretty easily there because,
when you're
looking at this ceiling, and my notes say 17 by 53 ceiling, I think he said something similar to that.
18
either way,
18 by 32
yeah,
is still
a gigantic ceiling. Yeah. It looks to me like this thing is, I don't know, that might be 20 foot up off the ground. And you're going to have a tough time finding that right contractor. But with when you're talking about California, you're talking about a lot of contemporary homes there.
Right.
So you can expect that the drywall contractors are used to some of these soaring vaulted ceilings that they have to deal with. So yeah, I think he'll be able to find someone that can remedy this. And I like his attitude is he doesn't want to do it again. Let's go ahead and get this behind him.
Yeah, exactly. And with the textured ceiling, it's not just paint on drywall, right? So it's a textured ceiling, so it's really thick. And in the photograph, it was like blistering away. And that's why I think the professionals were absolutely correct. If we start scraping, what are we going to do? Scrape this whole ceiling? Then we're going to have to patch it. It's much better to go over it. Now, the other option, and I might even consider this, I don't know if this would save them time and money or what, but it would certainly give them the opportunity to inspect what's behind there. Just tear out everything that's there. Just tear it out. Put up 5/8 inch or 1/2 inch drywall, start from scratch, because this might be a moisture problem. The reason this is blistering off, not only that the texture is 50 years old or whatever, it might be a moisture problem. So he'd be able to re-insulate if he needs to, or add more insulation to between the rafters and put up. So that's another op. This way you're starting from scratch, priming it really well, and then painting it. But either way, there's no way to patch and save what's there now. It's just too big a mess.
No, it's going to be something that will haunt him for a while.
Danny, one other thing though. Danny talked about coming home with some hardware. If you don't win the Emmy, there are a lot of nice towel racks in the hotel room, doorknobs. So if you want to come home with some hardware, don't be afraid, my buddy.
No,
just take it home.
I want to bring that Emmy in. And I told you, you know, I figured out how I can use some threaded rod and some wing bolts and be able to mount that to the front of my truck. I mean, you know, when's the last time you driving down the
That's
road
right.
you see a truck with an Emmy Award on the front
That's
of it?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture of it, me poised right beside it there.
Yeah. That's either that or a chain and just wear it around your neck.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. Might get a little
subtle reminder that you want to know.
Heavy. Hey, let's do a quick email here. We'd love to get your email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came from John in New Hampshire. I love your television show and never miss an episode. After watching last year, I followed your advice and installed a retractable screen door in front of my French doors. I then moved an existing deck into position, jacked it up, secured it to the house using info I learned from another episode. For that project, you installed rain diverters above the door. I'd like to do the same. I don't like the look of gutters. Do rain diverters cause any problems with snow? We get a ton of it here in New Hampshire. By the way, I love the Pocket Park episode. That's one of the special two-part episodes we did down in my little hometown. What do you think, Joe? You know, the rain diverters are fantastic to divert that water and rain and so forth. Does it cause any problems with buildup of snow or ice damming or anything?
No, I don't think so. I believe he's talking about the rain diverters that you put at an angle underneath the roof shingle, so as water
That's
runs
right.
on, it hits this and just diverts it to the right or left, in some
That's
cases
right.
in both directions. No, first of all, they only stick up a couple of inches, you know, inch and a half at the most. You know, they're going to get much more snow than that, so they're going to get buried in the snow. And they might actually help hold some of the snow from sheeting off the roof and come crashing down by the door there. So, no, I don't think to answer his question, no, I don't think these rain diverters have any, you know, don't be adversely affected by the snow at all.
With him, you know, I don't necessarily feel that gutters have to be on every house, on every part of every house. So a lot of times, just a simple rain diverter that may be 5 or 6 feet long, very easy to install, can divert that water away from, you know, an entryway or, say, keep it from hitting your air conditioning system. And you can find out how to install a rain diverter at your house by simply going to todayshomeowner.com. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an interesting concept of making sure your air conditioning vents are nice and clean. We'll be doing that and a whole lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pet owners know the challenge. You let them outside to take care of their business, and they wind up digging in the dirt and bringing it back inside, not to mention the damage they do to the grass outside. So LifeProof with Pet Proof technology designed an artificial turf with pets in mind. It looks and feels just like real grass, but its UltraFlow backing provides a durable protection against dog digging and drains 2 times faster than the industry average, so liquid waste passes right through it and will not puddle up on the turf. The fibers of the carpet are stain resistant, so it's very easy to clean and maintain a consistent appearance. And because the turf separates the dogs from the dirt and the dust, their paws stay nice and clean, and that means so do your floors. So for more information on this LifeProof with Pet Proof technology premium pet turf, log on to HomeDepot.com. So I'm sure that resonates with a lot of our listeners, where you're letting the dog out and constantly worried about them dragging things back in. So that's a seemed like a great solution for that issue.
Yeah, we just got a puppy, so I'm definitely, my ears perked up, so to speak, listening to this. Of course, we have a 3.5 acre lot, so I'd have to buy a lot of AstroTurf here. It looked like the LifeProof, pet proof, it'll look like the Astrodome when I'm done. But they do. He just starts digging. I don't know. Just picks a spot and digs for some reason. I have no idea why. But
You know, you could always put somebody could put a small fenced area, you know, just kind of side over there, you know, to be able to try that out.
Maybe because once you train them to go in a certain area, I think they just will go there.
That's right. Great idea. All right. Well, we're going to go right to some emails here. We did get a tremendous amount of emails this week, and we appreciate each and every one of them. We're going to get to as many as we can. You can send one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Donna down in Florida. We have a 3-year-old mobile home, and all the vents are on our ceiling. We have noticed dirt is accumulating on the outside beyond the metal covers. I've been trying to clean it, but the result is the popcorn sealant material starts coming off, and the dirt is not. Do you have any suggestions on cleaning the area without removing the sealant material? We do plan on removing that in a couple years. We're looking at a photo right now, and it might be something that you see around your home, and it doesn't matter whether you live in a mobile home or where you are. It is very common for the air conditioning grills or registers to come from the ceiling, and you might not look up there very much, but when you do, you might see a little bit of mildew. As Donna is mentioning, a lot of dust around the perimeter of that, and popcorn ceilings, you know, with the texture there, is gonna hold on to that dust quite a bit. So we have two things here. First of all, how do you clean it? And mostly, how do you keep this from happening? Because this is not normal, it's not healthy, and it's not something that you want to continue happening in your home. So first of all, if you have the upholstery brush on your vacuum cleaner, whether it's a central vac or a traditional vac, that's probably a pretty good way of very carefully removing that dust all around there. Of course, using an oxygen bleach or some type of cleaning agent to clean the grill, probably easier just to take those two screws out. So soak it a little bit, get it nice and clean, maybe even put a little machine oil on all of the moving parts there, moving around a little bit in case you want to close those dampers from time to time, and then reinstall it. If there's still discoloration around, you can use a mixture of 50% bleach and 50% water in a spray container. Very carefully spray just a little around the perimeter on the ceiling, let it dry. Usually that will pull any of that coloration out. But Joe, what's causing this? Why is there dust? This is just, this picture looks so unhealthy when you think of that, introducing it. Give a couple reasons why this is happening and what could be done to prevent it.
First of all, any surface that has a hole in it that's sucking air in or blowing air out is going to create some kind of dust, and it's going to attract it. So that might be part of the reason. It's metal. I mean, I don't know if this has started to rust. Probably has lots of moisture in the air. She's in Florida, you know, with the air conditioning, condensation can create staining. But yeah, I mean, you definitely remove that grill first, because it makes it a lot easier to clean around there. The reason Danny recommends an upholstery brush on a vacuum is you want to be pretty gentle, because if you start removing that popcorn texture, you know, then what? And good luck trying to match it. Yeah, I would do exactly the same thing. My recommendation, if you're going to use bleach, instead of chlorine bleach, as Danny said, use oxygen bleach, mix it with warm water, put it in a plant mister. Use warm water just to dissolve it, because oxygen bleach typically comes as a powder. And an oxygen bleach, unlike chlorine bleach, it won't bleach out your clothes. So if you're spraying it and it gets on a couch or a rug, you're not going to find little white spots everywhere. So definitely use that. Don't oversaturate the surface, because you don't want to, you know, get that popcorn ceiling too wet, because then it might pull free. And then what I would do, once it's completely dry and clean, and even if it's not 100% clean, but cleaner than it was, go over it with a stain blocking primer, preferably a restoration primer, and then paint. You could paint just that repaired area, but chances are it might look a little different than the surrounding ceiling. So you may have to paint the whole ceiling. So just be aware of that. But I think those are the recommendations.
And certainly you have to realize so many homes in America have leaky ductwork, and that ductwork can start at your return air. Your return air is pulling air in. Now, if you have a little, you know, breach in that in anywhere, a little crack anywhere at all, it's going to find dust in your home, and it's going to bring it into there, and it's going to go through your system and then deposit on the grills like this. So I think if you have a situation like this, especially a situation that's acute as this is, I would go ahead and make sure that air conditioning contractor inspects every single piece of ductwork and your return air situation, everything, because somewhere it's pulling air in. It can be pulling it in from the attic. It could be pulling it in from that closet where you have your return air. Because so many times, Joe, even if you're very diligent with your filter and changing it on a regular basis, when you take that, the traditional scenario where you have a hallway, you have your air handling unit there, underneath you have your grill tilts down, you have your filter. Take that filter out, grab a flashlight and look around in there. It might just scare you a little bit. Sometimes it looks like an old dark cave. So anytime you're changing that filter, it only takes just a minute or two to take your vacuum cleaner and really clean that very, very well. But again, I would check to see if that is sealed up very, very well. Your air conditioning contractor can take care of that. Hey, we're going to take a short break here on today's Homeowner Radio. But when we come back, if you have vinyl siding that's just not looking quite as nice as it used to look, well, that might be oxidation. We'll tell you what you can do about it to make it look beautiful once again. All of that and a lot more coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Captain's Log, Day 97, searching for the seeds of a natural pesticide.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was searching for a natural pesticide when it hit me. A neem seed. Neem seed oil is so effective at killing insects. It's the active ingredient in my Neem Max concentrate. And it's approved for organic gardening.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Neem Max from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
You know, a very strong trend over the last few years has been to try to create the most low-maintenance exterior you possibly can. That's what's fueled a lot of popularity of vinyl siding. But after a while, vinyl siding starts to, in some situations, oxidize a little bit. So it makes it a little more dull-looking. That's what's happening with Jennifer in Churchville, Virginia. Jennifer, welcome to the show, and tell us about the outside of your home there.
Thank you. I'm so glad to talk to you, Danny and Joe. And we enjoy your show so much. We listen to it every Saturday and then watch your show on Sunday mornings here in our area.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, thank
Great.
You.
Well, I just retired, so my husband doesn't want me to watch your show or listen to your radio show because he says every day I say, I was thinking. And he will say, will you stop thinking, please?
You're creating more projects for you and he to do, right?
Yes, he's retired too. So, oh my goodness, the sky's the limit. so we have vinyl siding. It is 20 years old, and it is oxidizing. And we were wondering what we could do to, you know, we've seen commercials for soft wash and those kinds of things. But we were wondering if there was anything you guys could recommend for us to remove that oxidation and brighten it up a bit.
Okay, we certainly can. And there's a lot of options on that. The good news is it's not really hard to remove it. It doesn't require a lot of scrubbing or any intensity from that standpoint. And several different ways to go. One product that you can buy is something that we recommend a lot for cleaning exteriors is TSP, which is trisodium phosphate, and readily available at any home center, paint store, or anything like that. Follow the instructions, and that works very well. Or you can head into your pantry, grab the white vinegar, and mix about 5 cups of vinegar with 1 gallon of water. And again, you can, you know, use that with a soft scrub brush and so forth in order to get it. The proper use of a pressure washer can also clean it up real well. Joe, what else? What other ideas do you have?
Yeah, Jennifer, the reason that vinyl siding oxidizes when it's exposed to oxygen and sunlight, it interacts with the PVC, the polyvinyl chloride that's in the siding, and you get that chalky discoloration on it. And it does clean off easily enough, and it's mostly harmless, but over time it can cause, if it's not taken care of, the oxidation can make the siding more brittle, so it'll crack and break more easily. So it is important to clean this off. But in any case, yeah, you can use the vinegar and water. If you want a stronger solution, what vinyl siding manufacturers recommend is in 1 gallon of water, you mix 1/3 of a cup of laundry detergent, 2/3 of a cup of household cleaner, such as TSP or Barkeeper's Friend or Comet, something like that. TSP is probably best. Then 1 quart of bleach, of just chlorine bleach, or you can use oxygen bleach. And you mix that up and you scrub the siding. But I would start with just the vinegar and water. That usually works best. And there is a product made specifically for this called Vinyl Renew, and it's spelled R-E-N-U. And it's pretty expensive, but what it does is it instantly restores the original color and luster of faded siding. And it's supposed to last, according to the manufacturer, for 10 years. Now, I don't know how they can make that claim, but that's the claim. But yeah, so it's relatively easy to clean off regardless of what you use. But it is important to clean it off because, as I said, it might make that brittle, the siding brittle. Then if someone hits it with something and it cracks, then you have another problem.
That sounds wonderful. I do have one more question if you have time.
Certainly, yes. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
We have been using the wet and forget that you guys advertise, and it works fantastic on our roof, and then we've used it on the siding. But we have faux stone, a fake stone that we installed 30 years ago. Can you use the wet and forget on that stone?
Yeah, you certainly can. Yeah. No problem at all on that. And you know how you just have to give it a little bit of time for it to work. But no, it'll work fine on that.
Oh, the wet and forget. We sprayed it on our roof and it did a wonderful job. So really appreciate that tip on that. But thank you so much, guys, for your time, and keep doing what you're doing. We thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, our pleasure, Jennifer. Let me give you just one other little thing you might want to try. Once you get it nice and clean, how about heading by the auto parts store and pick up some Armorall? You know, you use that and what it can do for your dashboard in your car. And maybe down on one of the lower pieces of vinyl, try that out on that. Just a light coat over it and let it dry and look at it. It may be that you want to do your whole house with Armorall. It doesn't cost that much. Does take a little bit of labor to do that. But we've done that before with vinyl shutters that have oxidized and look really bad. And it's amazing what it does to a dashboard in your car. It can do the same to your side. And you might want to try that off to the side. That'll keep your husband from getting in trouble. It'll keep him busy, see? So good. Well, good, good. Anyway, just thought I would share that with you. But thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and hope you have a great weekend. Hey, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color coat in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Captain's Log, Day 97, searching for the seeds of a natural pesticide.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was searching for a natural pesticide when it hit me. A neem seed. Neem seed oil is so effective at killing insects. It's the active ingredient in my Neem Max concentrate. And it's approved for organic gardening.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Neem Max from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com. Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was hunting for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and found a fermented material so effective, it's in every bottle of my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills problem insects, and it's approved for organic gardening.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Now's our time for my buddy Joe Truini to present yet another simple solution. What do you have, Joe?
All right, Danny, we were talking earlier about spending time outside on patios. And if you have wooden patio furniture, as a lot of people do, sometimes it doesn't sit perfectly level. And it kind of wobbles back and forth, which is a big pain in the neck, especially if it's a table and you're putting drinks on it. And not only that, but also having wood sit right on concrete surface, you know, it'll wick up moisture, wet water and moisture from the concrete, and that could eventually rot the bottom of the table legs and chair legs. So here's a way to prevent that. Start by boring a 3/8-inch diameter hole into the bottom of each leg of the table or the bench or whatever it is. And you have to bore, you know, maybe, you know, 1.5 inches deep or so, something like that. Then use a hammer to tap in a T-nut. If you don't know what a T-nut is, you can just go to a hardware store and ask them. It's a pretty common piece of hardware. It has internal threads and it has spikes. So when you hammer it in, it sticks in place and it fits into the hole and you just hammer it in. And then you're with the T-nut in place, you can thread in a hex head machine bolt. So you get a machine bolt that's the same thread size as the inside of that T-nut and you just thread it in. So for a chair, for example, you'd have 4 of these T-nuts and 4 bolts sticking out. What that does, first, you can allow... It allows you to lift the bench or the chair or whatever it is off the surface by, you know, even if it's just 1/4 inch or 3/8 inch is plenty. And then if it's wobbly, you can let one bolt out, one bolt in or whatever to secure, to get a nice flat surface. So that's a simple solution using T-nuts and machine bolts to level out that furniture.
Boy, that's a simple solution and a very common problem too, because, you know, the wood furniture like that, maybe it's redwood, maybe it's treated wood, whatever, those legs really start looking bad. That's the first thing that usually starts looking bad, and it, you know, doesn't take long. Because the open grain of the wood, the nature of how those things are built, I mean, it's just like a sponge, and rarely is there enough sealer or stain or anything to coat, you know, a coating to keep that moisture from wicking up in there. And boy, like you say, 1/4 inch, 3/8 inch is all you need, and the ability to level that up to keep it from wobbling. Perfect time of the year to be mentioning a simple solution like that.
Yeah, and as you said, that's the end grain, which is very porous. So while you've got these things upside down, you're drilling the holes, soak the end grain, soak the ends of those legs with any clear wood preservative. If it's stained, if the furniture is stained, you can stain it the same material. I guess you could paint it if the furniture is painted, but of course the paint will probably flake off, but it might offer some protection. But yeah, you definitely, whatever you can do to keep water from soaking up into that end grain will make this furniture last a lot longer.
Well, they're always great simple solutions, and we'd love to remind you to head over to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, and you can see video versions of the simple solution. Over 550 of them waiting on you right now. Again, todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Also, while you're at todayshomeowner.com, check out all the information of where you can see the Today's Homeowner Television Show, Emmy-nominated Today's Homeowner Television Show in your area. There's many, many. We have over, you know, 250 stations across the country. This week, out of sight office. And what that is, you know, we've had a lot of situations where people have started working out of home. And even though the pandemic's somewhat over and so forth, they're staying at home. They're working at home. Maybe that's a permanent thing now. Why not make that environment as conducive to getting some things done as possible? That means you need to kind of isolate a little bit. You need to make sure you have plenty of light. You need to make sure you have plenty of quietness. Maybe even, you know, we're doing a lot of Zoom calls. Maybe a kind of a cool wall behind you. We call it a Zoom wall. All of that in this week's episode and a whole lot more. Whether you're building a home office or just trying to do a few alterations, I guarantee you in this episode, you'll see a lot of tips that you can use around your home. Again, just go to todayshomeowner.com and you can see exactly where you can see it in your neck of the woods. That's going to wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad that you were able to spend some time with us. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.